Yes.
Yeah, okay. I got you. Just say, but we always have got you.
Okay. Now, when your children come in and they're making loud noise with their feet on the floor, you say, don't
stomp your feet. Pick them up. Okay. I tell them that all the time.
When a friend was leaving a party alone, you might say,
can I join your party?
Okay, or when they were leaving the party alone, you say,
can I help you? Can I go with you? Do you want me to take you home? And lots of times you go, you don't have nobody to take your bag. You say, you want me to go take your bag? Like I do with my friend. I take her home. She comes here and then I'll take her back home.
When a boy might come out to you when he saw you leaving the party, you say, can I
take you home?
Okay. Would you mean just walking home with you?
Oh, I guess that's where I would. Yes, Thomas, you couldn't do that. Now, these days, they don't ask somebody to just go ahead and walk. But olden days, you have to ask the mama, the daddy, the sister, the brother, and everything when you want to go out somewhere. It's very strict olden days.
Now, you had a sack of groceries, and you didn't have your car, so you picked them up and...
I picked them up in my arm and...
I had to
carry it to my car, but I didn't have anybody to help me, so I had to take it myself.
Did anybody say tote something?
No, I never.
Tote this, tote that. Okay. Now, the stove was on, and the child was getting hurt, and you say, now that stove is hot, and don't you
put your hand on it, it's
don't
hot. Don't touch it, it's hot.
Okay. You needed a knife or something like that, and you say to one of the kids, you say, run, go.
Go get me a knife, but be careful, don't run to come back. Just hold it by the handle and don't run with it.
Now, you wanted to meet somebody in town, you say. There's no hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait.
I'll wait for him.
Yeah, I'll wait on you.
I'll wait on you whenever you come. I'll be there.
Okay. How did you keep in touch with people years ago when they left the island? What did you do?
Olden days?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
People wouldn't need the island, they, especially the relatives there, they wouldn't need the island. People used to stay home. The only way they would go somewhere would be, and it would be in the boat, it would be the ship to go see a doctor. Go for one day and it would be back the next day. That's what I can understand. And that's what I remember.
Okay. What about letters?
Well, they had the post office down here. He's telling me, on the Chicago, that was the boat that brings the letters, that brings the mail, of course, but they had the post office Mr. Lodges right there, that all the things store. That was where it was.
You said somebody
wrote you a letter, and
you're
answering down the letter, you take an envelope, you write and put in his address, and go to the post office and mail it, and they had those facts to put them in there, and then the Chicago, they bring that to the... With the wagon, with the buggy, whatever they call it, and they bring it to the boat and bring it up there.
You put this letter in the envelope and you take your pen and...
And you address it.
Okay. You ever hear anybody say back in something? Back in the letter? Okay. Now, a child has learned something surprising, maybe a new word or something like that, and they say, "Ooh." It's up there on your eyes.
Yeah, it stays all the time right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having more trouble. I have to go to the doctor for him. I have more trouble. Look what it does in my arm. I sweat, you see?